Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Good morning to everyone. I was thinking whenever I was going to come, I would say, well, what am I going to say to the church? Besides, I'm glad you're here. I hope you are too. And sometimes we think like a Sunday is just a routine day. We get up, we go to church, and then we go through what we go through here, or the word, the music, whatever it may be. And it gets to be sometimes maybe you think of it as just routine, okay? And I want to kind of bring out to you that I hope you're here with expectation. I keep bringing that up. Every time we come through those doors, if you think it's going to be just another normal Sunday, as you would see it, don't go there. There's got to be something going to happen this morning. Something wonderful is going to happen for you this morning. Some of you are here for the first time, and you know, you decided maybe to try this place out, but it wasn't just chance, right? You understand that there is no such thing as that. What you being here today is God ordained, okay? You are here because He has a word for you. Just as Abe mentioned, this microphone here, this church practices church ministry. So we allow the people that belong to this church to speak, okay? Though, you know, I may preach. Pastor Henry's going to preach today. We have Abe, Rebecca. We have our days that we preach, and others that also participate in that. But you also have a voice. God puts things in your hearts that He may not place in our hearts, okay? So whether it's a word for a person, or a word for the church, whatever it is, just know that you have a voice. God wants you to open your mouth and say those things that He's placed in your heart. So I just want to just emphasize this morning that don't look at this morning, this day is just another routine go to church day. This church is not routine, okay? And yet sometimes we may get into that mode in our minds. And with us here, we want the presence of the Holy Spirit to overtake whatever service we have, whether it be even as we pray to start this, whether the music, when Pastor Henry gets up here and speaks, it's all one worship service. It isn't divided. So from the time you walk in those doors and you're hugging each other and speaking to each other, just loving up on each other, to the time you leave, it's one service, and God, the Holy Spirit, is involved in that service. So don't discount any little thing that happens today. And I pray, and I know, that when you walk out of those doors, you will not be that same person that walked in those doors. You're supposed to be here this day. You're supposed to be here. Now ask God, why? Why am I here? And if you think that's what I do every Sunday, well, get out of that routine. This is a special Sunday, as every Sunday should be. So, if you would please stand with me. And Father God, we do come this day with expectation of something wonderful happening in each one of us today, Lord. You don't look at us only as a church body. You look at us as individuals. You have something specific for each person that is here. We thank You, Lord, that You see us as we are, Lord, and that You never leave us as we are. You always take us closer. You always take us further with You, Lord, and we thank You for that. We thank You for the love that You have for each one of us. And Lord, May our minds not get in the way of what You're doing with our spirits this day. I bless Your Holy Spirit to just reign. I bless Your Holy Spirit to just have Your way with each one of us today. We thank you, Lord, that you love this church body and that you love each one of us as a person, an individual. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So anyways, in Bible study back there, we were talking about choosing life or choosing death. Choose blessing or choose cursing. And that's what the song was kind of saying. And we have to be real careful with what we say. Because what we say, God made us to create. And when we start talking negative and death-wise, that's what we're creating. And if we talk blessing and life, that's what we're creating in ourselves. So we have to be real careful. We have to change the way we talk. Yes. And believe it. And anyways, I just want to encourage you all to speak life and choose blessing.
And this is what the Lord gave me this morning. This is from Brenda Kuhneman, The Daily Decree. Great book. But it's along the same line. Today we decree that you receive unexpected blessings, surprises, increases, and overflow. We prophesy that you shall be pleasantly surprised by good news and good reports. We declare that bad and unexpected news shall not interfere and disrupt your peace in Jesus' name. We pray the good tidings shall break out on your right and left, and it shall be a cool water that replenishes the dry places in your life. May you be divinely surprised by blessings you didn't even ask for. And we decree that good news begins to overtake all negative reports. We pray the Lord will send people in your path from many places who shall have something good to tell you. And we say that you all have a sufficiency in all things. And your cup turns, runneth over. We pray that you will flourish abundantly, and goodness and mercy will follow you wherever you go. In Jesus' mighty name. And Rick and I have been just praying blessings over everyone here at the show. And we just say, be blessed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. I'm a mess today. I am. I was dreaming I was singing three songs at once. Now, how do you, I said, God, how are you doing this? How are you doing this? I have a heart for this church. I knew it the first day I walked in. And I pray for the spirit of unity, for us all to see how important that is and to do everything we can to maintain it. Because he'll leave if we get mad or bad. Okay. I really don't know what I'm doing. See this card?
Come on.
Yeah. When I worked a day job, I kept one of these in my pocket. Because everybody wasn't saying praise Jesus around there. And so I would do this as a reminder. And this is a scripture. I had this on Monday, and I thought, with me, Monday to Sunday is quite a ways.
Yeah.
But I still got it, and I'm going to read it or recite it. Let no rotten word proceed from your mouth, but only that which is good for necessary, get that? Edification. That it may impart grace to the hearers. And if there's anything I want to do today is to impart God's grace to you all and allow you to impart it to me. That's enabling power. That's victory. You know, and so coming together today isn't an every Sunday thing to do. It's God's presence. It's the body of Christ loving one another. Now, I was reading, I could go on all day. But that's the way you are too. And I'm going to use the microphone. Hallelujah! And I just feel I'm just so blessed to be here and to blessed to be with you. I know that God's got plans for us. One thing depends on us is that we walk with him and we practice some of the things that's been shared with us this morning. And so I'm going to stop. I have to stop somewhere. So I'm going to stop and just pray God's blessing on everyone I see. I pray that it would just overtake you. That what was that song, or that word, surprise, something you weren't expecting, he's going to produce. And that's what I got out of it. You know what? How translation works. But anyway, I really believe that, not just to get by Sunday for anyone in here, but this will be a Sunday that'll change your life. And I want to be in on it. I had a dream, and Jesus was, he wasn't pulling me hard, but he was wanting to take me. And I said, Lord, I know I'm close, but I want to see what's going to happen at the house of worship. And I want to spend a few more days with my wife. And he said that was okay. And so here I am. And here you are. And let's bless the Lord and bless one another.
Amen.
That's it.
The Holy Spirit works in mysterious ways, right? So, I mean, all the word had to do about speaking life and speaking blessings unto one another. And as I was worshiping, the Lord reminded me of the scripture in Numbers. Okay, so I'm going to pray it over you all. So it says here, I'll begin to first read what it prefaces, the actual prayer of blessing. So it says, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites, and say to them, and this is where I'm going to pray this. Lord, I come before you, and I pray your word over this sanctuary, over each and every brother and sister here, their families, their extended families, Father. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. The Lord is blessing you right now. Receive his blessings. Receive his love. And let him guide you down the path that he has for you. The plans that he has for you. For his promise is, for I know the plans I have for you. Not to harm you, but to prosper you and to give you a future. May he do this now to you all. I love you all. God bless you.
You know, I need to say this. When I first got saved, one of the first gifts that God gave to me was his peace. I had never felt that before. And it was unbelievable. I mean, I could not conceive of it. I couldn't understand it. Why did you do this for me, Lord? I don't understand. It is his great love for me and for you. That love drove me forward, drove me to seek after him and to look for him in my life. And he brought things in my path that I'd never had before. People that said things, people that did things for me. And that's still happening to this day. Still happening. Brother Steve, it's still happening.
Just listening to this song right now and stirred my heart, especially after hearing my brother here And a lot of us, you know, we, all of us guys with the white hair or no hair, we seem to think like we're kind of off somewhere. And yet, why? Why should we count ourselves out? What does that number make a difference, right? Whether you're 30 or 60 or 90. If God wants to use us, we can be at whatever age may come. But if we just go and we hide in our little place somewhere, look at all that God wanted to do with us. And we said no. My bones hurt. I'm too tired. Whatever the heck excuses we come up with. And so all I wanted to just bring up is that He is more than able to keep us going, to give us new things. There's a lot of good stuff for us old codgers, you know? Amen. And so what makes you an old codger? I don't think there's such a thing, right? So just don't shut ourselves off. There is so much God wants to do through each one of us. Just say yes. Yes, Lord. That's all I got to say.
I just got a quick thing to say. A year ago at this time, I just got out of the hospital for having a pancreatic cancer surgery. And now, a year later, I am fit as a fiddle, and I feel great. I laid in bed after I got home and cried and cried. And I asked the Lord, please help me, please help me. I can't take it anymore. And He came to me, and He fixed me. And now I'm more than able to do anything I do. Thank you.
You know, there's been a... It's been like a thing that's been just on my mind, even since last Sunday when we were in service. And then, you know, it's really cool how God does things in our lives, right? Because then all week, it's like every reading I did, all these little things were popping out. But I know last Sunday, like, I really felt He was talking to somebody about not letting your water be tainted, right? That as humans, we do this thing where we say, like, I forgive you, but then you say, but I don't ever want to talk to you again. You know what I mean? And that's the thing is, see, God doesn't desire for us to treat people the same way that other people treat people, right? It's what makes us a light. It's what makes us the light and the salt of the earth, right? It's to reflect who He is, not who we just want to be. See, when He forgives us, He doesn't just say, I forgive you, but. No, see, it's complete forgiveness. It's washed away in the sea of forgetfulness as far from the east as it is from the west. And that's the thing, is that I really liked, you talked about unity this morning. And a lot of our songs this week had a lot to do with moving forward, right? Knowing who we are in God and moving forward. That the past is the past, but what's ahead is so much greater than anything we could ever look at behind. It's a moving forward in our life that keeps us from becoming just stagnant and stuck where we're at. See, you don't want to be stuck. You can be a Christian for years and years. That doesn't matter. There are still some Christians who end up stuck. And it's the reason that the relationship in our life is so important. Because see, it's not just a religion, and God will speak to you on things in your life, the current things, the things that are happening now, the things that you're dealing with now, the things that are coming that you don't even see. He will talk to you about. See, the Bible tells us, count it all joy. And it's there's a reason for it, because He's trying to tell us that even the things that you see as negative in your life are moments for building in your life. They're moments to bring you up. They're moments to give you new things. And even though it may seem like a tribulation to you, what He's teaching you will take you forward. See, it's never meant to bring you back. It's always meant to take you further forward. See, the picture that we have in our mind of what is great to us. See, the amazing thing is that He has even greater. See, what we think and we imagine that we think is so awesome and so amazing. As you go through things, He's going to begin to unlock all these new things in your life that just begin to show you that you are nowhere near finished. See, that is the more, right? That you hear so much in service, like that He's got so much more. He's got so much more. That's the thing, is as you go after Him, though, that more, it just keeps being unlocked through revelation. It's why going after Him is important. Because He is more than able in every single circumstance, right? So there's nothing that you ever go through that needs to just become, oh, this is I don't know, I'm stuck. No. When you go through those moments in your life, look to Him and say, God, what do you got? What are you doing? Because I want to know and I want it. I want more. See, it's becoming kingdom minded, right? Not thinking according to this earth, but thinking according to what God thinks of us, what He's doing in us, which means it's the whole reason, right? The Bible tells us that we should love our neighbor as we love ourselves, right? But He also talks about how hard is it to love somebody who loves you back? See, that's the thing. Where does the difficulty come in? The one who's not so nice, right? And who doesn't necessarily love you back. But the truth is that those are the moments, the difficult moments, those are the moments where you have an opportunity to show who God is through you. Not how you feel, not what you think. That's the thing. Let God shine through you. Don't have that same attitude of the world as, I'm only going to give you what you give me. No, because that's not what God said to you. He said, I'm going to give it all to you. So that attitude shouldn't be there. The attitude should always be, I'm going to love you because God loves you. I'm going to give because God gives. I'm going to bless because God blesses. And that's the thing, is we should always know that whatever God is doing in our life, it is working together for good. So don't look at it as a negative. Look at it as a positive moment in your life to be built up and to move forward and trust God in what He's doing. All the time. Hallelujah.
Okay, y'all. I am a walking miracle. I can do this. I can do this. It has been 6 weeks for my shoulder replacement. The doctor has released me. I am totally healed through the grace of God with no painkillers. I haven't even taken Tylenol in such a long time. I have been blessed so much, even though my car's in the shop. But it's all good. And I am here to say, don't give up. No. I've given up several times through my life. And it brought me to Arizona. It brought me to Green Valley. It's brought me to this church. And just like our friend here said, from the moment I stepped foot in this place, I could feel the Holy Spirit. I could feel the anointing with all these people And I love y'all. I miss the ones that are gone for the summer, but they'll be back. And we'll carry on. But I appreciate all the prayers, all the help that I've gotten. I don't know what else to say, but God is good.
What you got here?
God is more than able.
Yes.
You know, I've heard people coming up today and, you know, talking about us crusty guys and all that stuff. But I'm here to tell you that every day is a new day and a new creation. And the fact that you woke up today in this new day, in this new creation, makes you new and whole again also. You know, those of us who are wrinkled up and have this weird hair and all this stuff, you know, that's not age. Who told you that was age? That's not age at all. It's called experience. Okay? That's the way I look at it. Okay? We have the experience to talk to the young people like this and tell them what God has done in our lives. But these young people have the energy to increase our youth together as the faith of a little child. We need to know that we're not getting old because our souls are eternal. Okay? There's no such thing as getting old if you're eternal. So why do we walk that way? Do we let the world tell us these things? We need to walk in the kingdom ways, the kingdom attitude, where our youth is renewed like the eagles. All of these things that God has promised us and told us is for our edification, for our livelihood, for the way we conduct ourselves and the way that we can show as ambassadors for Christ to the rest of the world, there's a better way. There's a new way. A new way, not an old way. Thank you.
Ooh, hallelujah. Yeah, come on. Come on, preacher. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody ever been stuck? Nobody's ever been stuck? Yeah, come on, man. Open this mic for y'all. I think you all are stuck today. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what? God has great things for in store for us. Can you say amen to that? How many sense the presence of God? Does anybody just sense the presence of God saying, hey, God, what have you got for me? Some of you might have, your heart might be beating right now because you say, I want to go up there, but I'm not going to. Amen? Come on, man. It's okay. You can come. You don't have to be here 2 weeks to do it, man. Anybody can come. I want to say, did everybody get a cup? Did all did it or did no nobody? Well, if you didn't get a cup, come back. We'll give you a cup. Tease you for that, man. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we sing this one more time? He is more than able. Come on. God is more than able. Let's just sing this a little bit one more time. Hallelujah. Turn around, look at your neighbor and say, God can do it for you. Tell him that God will do it for you. Tell him that God for sure will do it for you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 2 says the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come to pass. You can sit down if you can. Praise God. Hallelujah. The vision is yet for an appointed time. Can you say amen to that? Ooh, man, I'm telling you. Is God able? Can he do even more than what you can expect? Hallelujah. That's why it's important to see. That's why it's important to expect something from God. Can you say amen to that? How many are expecting this morning? Be expecting. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm. anybody have that? I've got to give you. I've got to, folks. Does anybody? Yes, sir. Over. Did you have that? Come on, man. Come on, brother. Grab that mic.
What he's saying is, you ask for more because you lack. We talk about the kingdom like it's a place on the other side. But Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand, which means it's within grasp. But we speak of it, even though we say it's here, we're talking about it like it's over there, in time, in a place, up there, but it's here. He says, when you have a mentality of the kingdom, when you have a mentality of a son of a king, then you don't lack.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So you live in more.
Hallelujah.
So you don't know what it is to lack. Jesus said,
thank you, Lord.
Those who are forgiven much love much.
Yes, Lord.
That doesn't mean that if I've only done something very little that keeps me from him or his presence, that I'm not appreciative. And it doesn't mean that if I've had a life of failure and sin and everything going wrong, that I then can appreciate receiving forgiveness and salvation. No, what he's saying is that if you realize that you have much to be forgiven, much to be thankful for, if you come into an understanding that I have much that would keep me from his presence, I have much that would keep me from forgiveness, I understand that, and now I can step into loving much. I can step into sonship. I can step into this kingdom mentality and lifestyle. I can step into forgiveness and salvation. Because nothing I could ever do would be enough. I would always be short. But he says, come into more. Step into sonship. Step into this kingdom. Step into this mentality that I am your God, that I am your Father, that I am your Savior, that I love much and you have much to love and to be loving. That word was very simple. That word was very simple, and it was just come in. Just come in. Just come in. Let your mentality change. It says, be transformed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In order to step in, you have to allow your mind to be renewed. Amen. Step in. He's just saying, come on in. Just come on in. It's that simple. Don't make it difficult. Don't make it difficult.
Thank you, Tommy. Glory to God. Folks, I was talking to a couple yesterday in the church, man, and he said, you know what? It doesn't make any sense to me to go to a church that has no power. Can you say amen to that? And I tell you, folks, the Holy Spirit is the driving force of the church today. How many believe that? I'm telling you, we got to hear what he's telling us. I love what Terry came up here and said about the old guys. Amen? Amen. There ain't an old guy in the house. Amen. Come on, Ernie. Come on. Talk to me. You know what? Let me just say this to you. Hey, man, Methuselah was 969 years. He lived under the same sun we did.
True.
Amen. He went through the same years we did, but he went through 969 years of those things. Man, I don't know who you are, but you still got baby powder behind your ears. Come on, hallelujah. You a youngster. Amen, hallelujah. And why should God take the men of wisdom and experience off the planet when we have so many generations to speak into? Why? Ain't no reason. Other than we think that's the way it's supposed to be, but that's not the way it's supposed to be. God says, I have given you an abundance of life. I'm giving you life and life more. What? Abundant. What's that about? He says, you're more than conquerors. How many say amen to that? What does more than a conqueror even look like? Did anybody tell me? What does more of a conqueror look like? I'll tell you. I'll tell you who he is. He looks like Jesus. That's who he is. He looks like a son of God. Can you say amen to that? How many of you know, young men, young ladies, that you are sons and daughters of God? Can you say amen to that? Woo, hallelujah. We got some great things. Can you say amen? Your children will be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of your children. Do you know that? Are you confident? This is what God's word says. I don't care what the world tells me. Your children will be taught of the Lord, and great will be the peace upon your children. Can you say amen to that? They will prophesy. They will dream dreams. They will see visions. Can you say amen? I will tell you what, God is desiring. How many of you know? We serve an invisible God. Does anybody know that?
Oh, yeah.
God is invisible. Is that right?
Yeah.
You can't see him. Is that right?
That's it. But he still exists.
But I'll tell you what, you can hear him.
Amen.
And when you hear him, you'll see him. Can you say amen to that? Even though your eyes don't focus in on him, you will see him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God says that, who is as blind as my servant? And who is as deaf as my servant? Hallelujah. Why? Because our eyes and our ears are focused on something other than this world. Can you say amen to that? Ooh, I don't know, man. God's doing something today. I don't know why you're here. I'm glad you're here. Linda, I'm glad you're here. Yeah. But let me just say this to you. God wants to place something in your heart that you haven't thought about before. Can you say amen to that? See, because a kingdom operates under revelation. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Revelation comes by the Spirit of God. Is that okay?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
It's not going to come to you. I mean, hey, reading the 10 bestsellers that the world reads, Revelation's not going to come to you that way. It might get something, but I don't know if it's something you're going to want. Revelation comes through Christ. Can you say amen to that? If you will, let's turn to Matthew chapter, hallelujah. If you will, turn to Matthew chapter 16. We're going to start at verses 13 and go to 20, okay? But what I want to do this morning, I just want to pray. I want to ask God that he would create a course into your heart. Can you say amen to that? Lord, clear a course, Father God, into the hearts of your people, Lord. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father, that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It will divide between the joints and the marrow. Father, it will divide soul and spirit. So, Lord, let your word come into the hearts of your people this morning. Divide that and express your thoughts, your desires in the hearts of your people. Can you say amen? If you agree, say amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16. I'm going to get you all confused. Glory to God. Let me see. We some of you new folk, you don't know this, but we stop at 3:00. So. You look at me. He said, no way. Praise God. John, Matthew chapter 16, starting at verse 13. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? This is a very, very important question. Can you say amen to that? Who is Jesus to you? Who is he? What is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to you? Why is that?
My Redeemer.
Why? Huh. Hallelujah. The other day I was looking at Isaiah 9, I think it is, where it says, "For unto us a son is given." Can you hang? A child is born, a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You see all those names right there. There's five of them? Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. See, the verse right before it says, a child is born and a son is given. So I will tell you, what has been given to us is bigger than what we've even imagined. Can you say amen to that? What's been given to you is wonderful. Can you say amen? His name is wonderful. What's been given to you is Counselor. Can you say amen? You don't need counsel from anybody else. Can you say amen to that? The Word of God says that in these days, they'll all be taught of the Lord. How many say amen to that? Jesus, the Holy Ghost, will teach you. Can you say amen? Come on, man. Hallelujah. If you'll allow him to, if you allow him to teach you, you can listen to a good sermon. You can take what you want. Can you say amen to that? But what you need to be listening for is what he wants to give you. We have a tendency to get what I want. Can you say amen to that? You know what I'm saying? We try to get what I want. God, give me something that I can have. But God's saying, well, God might be saying to the church today, let me give you what I want to give you. Can you say amen to that? I've got some things for you that you have no idea about. Don't discount what I have for you. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
I was talking to my son yesterday, and we got into a little conversation about what is it? Remember when Moses, they were hungry, and they had these look like little wafers laying on the ground everywhere. Is that right? And it's called, what's the name of it? Manna. Manna from heaven, right? God was giving them manna. And they were going, what is it? What is it? But when Jesus hit the earth, remember when Jesus was standing before the Pharisees, they're looking at him. This is the manna that was sent down from heaven. Is that what Jesus told them? This is the word. I am the living bread from heaven. And you know what those Pharisees said? What is this? What is this? He tells people to carry their beds on the Sabbath. What is this? It was the word of God from heaven. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. One of the things God has been saying, if you're one of those spiritual warriors, guess what? Put your weapon down and just trust God.
Amen.
Can you say amen to that? That's a different one. That's different. Because I was trained all year. I mean, in all my years, and I'm not going to tell you how many it was, but I was trained to be a warrior for God. But God is saying, no, man, I did it for you. Doesn't the Word of God says? Doesn't it say that he who fights our battles for us? What are you fighting for? What are you struggling with? You're struggling with an idea that doesn't make any sense for you. What you're struggling is a denial of what God has said. I am the Prince of Peace. Why would you be at war? Can you say amen to that? Well, we're at war with this world. We're at war at the things of this man. You know, Jesus says, no, man, just let me pray through you. Yield to the Holy Spirit. You don't have to. It's a mindset. Just like Tommy was saying, it is a kingdom mindset.
Praise God.
God is changing mindsets, folks. Can you say amen to that? God is desiring to show us the way a kingdom works. I will tell you, go through the Sermon on the Mount. Go through it once a week at least. How about twice a day? Yeah. Pastor, don't tell us that. You know, I'll tell you what. Do it as often as you can, because what Jesus is expressing on the Sermon on the Mount is the mindset of the kingdom. Forgive. Can you say amen? Amen. Can you say forgive?
Yes.
How many are forgivers? Big forgivers. Big forgivers. How many say amen?
Amen.
Amen. I've said this before, but I went down to what's the name of the burrito shop here on Rigoberto's? Yeah, thank you very much. I went to Rigoberto's, and I like only beef chorizo. How many like beef chorizo? Nobody. How many like pork chorizo? Well, fooey on you. I like beef chorizo. So I went in there, and I told that lady, I said, ma'am, I would like a beef chorizo burro. She goes, okay. So she, you know, we wait a little while, and they bring out the burritos, and I bite into this burrito, and it's just a beef burrito. That's no chorizo. So I went over, and I said, ma'am, and she was a pretty big lady. And I go, ma'am, I asked for a beef chorizo burro. And she goes, no, you asked for a beef burrito. I said, no, I wanted a beef chorizo burro. Found out later they don't have beef chorizo there. But she puffed up. Can you say? She goes, you asked for a beef burrito. I looked at her and go, okay. And I went and I sat down. And I'm eating this thing. I took a bite on it and threw it on my plate. Took another bite. And the Lord spoke to me. He says, sometimes you don't get everything you want, now do you? I said, oh, man. Oh, God, come on, man. Let me enjoy my beef burrito. Folks, hey, God is changing our mindsets. And when it comes to those things like that where people challenge you, people come up against you, your response, if you can't say anything, it's the thumper response. Is that right? Who is thumper? Can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. Come on, folks. We're talking about a kingdom. We're talking about a revelation of a kingdom that God is bringing into the earth. It's here now. It's in you, and God is saying it's time, it's time, it's time. How many would you deny that it's looking at what's going on? Would you deny that we're pretty close? I wouldn't deny it. I'd say, man, things are happening. Things are probably happening quicker than we really think. Is that right? God is doing something. I know that when I look at certain things, it does something to my spirit. I'm not like some folks that, you know, this is happening, and then their eyes are all big and they're scared. When I look at some of those things, I get this fire. I said, ooh, it's getting ready. It's getting ready to happen, folks. This world is going to see the kingdom of God like they have never seen it before. It is going to spread like wildfire. Those that don't know the Lord will come to the Lord because of the fire. Because of the fire. There will be pillars of fire all over the nation. Can you say amen? Can you picture pillars of fire? Where God is leading and guiding and directing pillars all across this nation. Ooh, hallelujah. I like that song. Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. Remember that song? You ain't seen nothing yet. Baby, you ain't seen nothing. Steve can sing it a lot better than I can. That's Turner Bachman Overdrive. And they said, hey, you ain't seen nothing. How many agree? I ain't seen nothing yet. I have not seen anything. You know what? I would like, I said, God, I just want to see, Jesus, I want to see you in your transfigured form. Yes. I want to see that glory emanating out of you, Lord. Show me your glory, Lord. Let me see it. When those boys were on transfiguration that day, they don't know the blessing God was showing them. Paul later, or Peter says later on, he says, man, we no longer look at Christ in the natural. Paul said it. We no longer look at him in the natural, but we look at him as he is. Can you say amen to that? Full of glory. This is why, one of the reasons, folks, I do not listen to statistics. Can you say amen to that? Who cares about statistics? I will say this over and over again. God is raising up a nation of young people. I don't care what the statistics say. I don't care what they say. God told Elijah, I have, what was it? I don't know if it was 10,000 people that had not bowed their knee to Baal, but he told Elijah, I don't remember exactly how many, but I know that God is changing the face of the earth. Can you say amen to that? This earth belongs to the kingdom. This earth belongs to you. The land you're standing on, the land your house is on, that land belongs to you. God has given it to you. Can you say amen to that? I mean, treat it like it's been given to you. Can you say amen? Yes. Treat it well. Amen. Be responsible with what God has given you. I was standing outside, and the Lord spoke to me one day, and I live in a double-wide trailer. Is that okay? And hope you guys are okay with that, but that's what... I don't know. That's all I got. Okay, I don't have a two-story house, and I mean some of you do, but I would have loved to build a house for my wife out where I'm at. And one day, I was reading through Scripture, and the Lord says something, Henry. I'm going to give you a house. I said, oh, all right, God. And when He says that to me, I said, yeah, come on, God, yeah. And I ran and I told Rosie, guess what God said? He's going to give us a house. Really? Yeah. And I go, man, that's praise God, man. That was a promise. Wrote it down, put the date down. 8-9 years later, I'm looking at my house. It needs paint. How many of you guys do any maintenance on your place? It needed paint. It needed skirting work. And I'm looking and I said, God, I thought you said you were going to give me a house. That was kind of crazy. But how many know that I believe that God likes for us to remind Him of things? If He gives you a promise, oh, keep reminding Him. Can you say amen to that? Hold to the promise. Don't let it slip from you. And I said, Lord, I thought you were going to give me a house. And the Lord said to me, because like I say, the house needed painting. He said, why should I give you more if you won't maintain what I've given you now? And it hit me like an arrow. And I said, God, I got it, man. So I try to maintain my house. I try to take care of the things that God has given me. Can you say amen to that? If you can't take care of the things He's given you, what makes you think He's going to give you more? Can you say amen? Maintain the gifts that He's given you. He might tell you, hey, maintain it. Because there's a day coming, I'm going to tell you to give it away. He might ask me to give away my 55 Chevy. Who? Me? Give what away? God, wait a minute. Wait a minute. God, I got to check this. I got to make sure it's you telling me. Can I tell you that if God asked me to give away that vehicle, because I really like that car, but if He asked me to give it away, it's out. It's gone. But don't come talking to me about getting my Chevy, okay? Don't y'all, amen. Know that God tells us, He leads us and guides us. Can you say amen to that? This is why it's so important to know who He is in your life. Who is He to you? Who do men say that I am, is what He told the apostles. The apostles in verse 14, they said, some say that you are John the Baptist, some Elias or Elias, others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And He said to them, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I really believe that Jesus really, all right, come on, man. So Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And also I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. How many of you guys like having authority? How many love having the authority that God has given you? Can you say amen to that? But yeah, you've got to know something. That the authority He has given you has to be under authority. Is that okay? Is that right? Could you put up Romans 13:1? The authority that He's given you has to be under authority. So So actually, we are authority under authority. Let every man be subject to the higher powers. Can you say amen? For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves what? Come on. That's a good reason not to resist. Amen? Don't resist. Folks, I will tell you, the church for years has resisted the leading, the desires of God in their life. Can you say amen to that? God is saying, don't let it happen anymore. What I tell you, do. If I'm not telling you anything, don't worry about it. Can you say amen to that? How many of you know it's easier that way? It's easier if he tells you, then you do it. If you're not hearing anything, you're praying, you're reading the Word of God, you're going to church, and God's not saying anything to you about what direction he wants you to go. Don't worry about it, because he does, folks. I will tell you, he has a direction for you. He will talk to you about it. You don't have to guess about where he wants you to go. Well, maybe I should be a missionary. Well, maybe I should do this. Well, maybe I should do that. I love what we sang this morning. I love that song. That first song we sang is the first time we ever sang it. And I love the words in it. And in the verse it says, again and again and again, you rescued me out of the mess I was in. How many say amen to that? How many times has God rescued you out of the mess you've been in? Can you say amen to that? Is he a good God or isn't he? He will always rescue you if you put your trust in him. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, boy. Again and again and again, you rescued me out of the mess I was in. Traded my sorrow for something to, what? To sing. Traded my sorrow for something to sing. How many of you got something to sing? Come on, man. Singing. God created us to sing. Do you know that? He wants you to sing. Some of you have baritone. Some of you have no tone. Come on, man. But he created us to sing. Is that right? And then it says, now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Look at that. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. See, there's a mindset that God wants you to understand is that you died. Look at your neighbor, tell me, you died. And I won't tell you to tell them that they stink today, because I know we've done this before, we've said it before, but look at them and tell them, you are dead. You're dead. Look, whoever told you that, look at them and say, so are you. So are you. The word of God tells us to consider ourselves as dead. Is that right? But then to consider that he is resurrecting us according to who he is. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
See, the word of God says this, all things pass away.
But all things
and everything has become new. Can you say amen to that? I think it's 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, all things are passed away and all things have become new. When it says all things, what does that mean?
All things.
So let's just say that all things passed away, right? All things. You passed away. Dead. Muerto. Randy, how do you say it in Hawaiian? Where you at? Huh? Maki? Maki. Is dead. Is that? It means dead. We are dead. God. But it says in Galatians, it says, I am crucified with Christ. The day you gave your heart to the Lord, you died on a cross. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But it's not I that live it. It's Christ lives in me. Folks, this is a mindset of the kingdom. It's not you anymore. It's him. Look at your neighbor and say, it's not you. Thank God it's not you. Amen? It's Him. It's Him dwelling in you. This is a mindset that God is saying, this is my kingdom. It is by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by my spirit. Is that right?
Amen.
Woo, come on, man.
Woo.
This kingdom operates according to the Spirit of God, just like it was designed to operate in the garden. Can you say amen? When God created them. When He created. So I could see when the snake crawled into the garden, I could see them. What is it? What is it? Folks, everything that you go through is designed to help you. Can you say amen to that? You know why? Because, say it again, Randy. How do you say that word? Maki. With an L on the end? Maki. Maki. You are dead. Everything that you go through is designed to help you. A lot of folks don't believe that. A lot of folks won't say, hey, well, you know, wait, you know, God is good and the enemy is. No, God is, you are dead. And God says it this way, all things work together for good to those that love me. This is what God would say, those that love God and are called according to His purpose. So anything going haywire on you, you say, what is this? This is God. God's going to help me. He's going to give me understanding in this area. Because He wants me strong. How many of you know that God wants you strong? The Word of God tells you to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. He desires that you are strong. Stronger than strong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A victor, more than a conqueror, which is just like Jesus.
Amen.
You died. Let's try to get this mindset that we have passed away. Is that right? All things
worked together for good.
All things died and everything became new. Can you say amen to that? So therefore, let me just say this, just make some points here with God. When He says this, old things pass away and all things become new. Even the faith that He gave you to find Christ, because the Bible says that God has given us a measure of faith. That measure of faith is in order to get you to Christ. But when you receive Christ, you die. Isn't that right? God's just trying to kill us, isn't He? Yeah, He is. That little bit of faith He gave you to get to Christ, it dies with you. Because it's not your faith anymore. Galatians 2:20 says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. But the life that I now live, I live by the faith of Jesus Christ. His faith, not your faith. Mindset. His faith, not your sin. The peace of God that passes all understanding. His peace, not your peace.
Amen.
Is that cool? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Not your joy, His joy. You see, everything has passed away and all things become brand new. And you become a design by God. Created to do what He has for you. Can you say amen to that? God has more for you than you can imagine. Hallelujah. John chapter 1, verses 10 through 13. I've said a lot more today than I didn't know I was going to go in this direction. But anyway, He says, He was in the world and the world was made by Him. And the world knew Him not. He came to His own and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. I want you to look very closely at this. There is a growth. I don't say process because I'm not crazy about the word process. When I worked at the mine, there was a process. We had a process. You do this, that, and the other. Do it exactly every time. You're going to get copper. But see, we're not talking about a process because every one of us are individuals and everything's different with all of us. But there is a growth here to as many as received Him. You got to receive Christ. And then it says, to them gave He power. Is that right?
Yep.
Now who is that? That's the Holy Ghost. Because why? You know why? Because you died. Now He's going to fill you with power. because you died.
Thank you, Lord.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Are you guys good with that? You died. If you're dead and he wants to resurrect you, he has to put some power in you. Is that okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
How come? I mean, if he killed you, if you died on the cross, you're going to need something to get you up out of that grave. Amen?
Amen.
God, get me up out of the grave. You're going to need power. And he sends his Holy Spirit into your life to give you power. And what that power does, he says, to as many as received him, to them gave he power. And it says, to become what? Sons and daughters of God. Folks, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by my Spirit, who is the Spirit of power. Can you say amen to that? You have to have the Holy Ghost. He needs to be operating in your life. You need to give him that window. Old things have passed away. Let him fill you with all the new things. Can you say amen to that? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Romans 8:14 says this. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You see, it's so important that we be led by the Spirit. Not by, I was led around quite a bit by the king of beers. Budweiser. Bud was no wiser than anybody. But I was led around by the, I guess by, anyway, I had a hook in my jaw and I was being led around and I couldn't get loose. But God, how many say amen? But God, God came into my life. He says, man, I'm going to set you free, bro. Amen? Hallelujah. 1979, I have not had a drink. Is that right?
Praise God. Amen.
And it's okay to drink.
Yeah.
Unless God tells you no more. See, a lot of folks think, oh, Pastor, I don't like it when you say that. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. It's not what I say about it. It's what the Holy Spirit tells you about it personally. If he's telling you to stop doing something, then stop doing it. Amen? It's just that simple. Because he has been sent as a form of power in your life to transform you into the sons of God, sons and daughters of God. Is that okay? Is that good for you? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Ladies and gentlemen, you are the bride of Christ. Walk like it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Just walk like it. Walk into a store and say, man, hey, I belong to God. Amen? They tell you something, tell you a policeman pulls you over. We got any policemen in here before I say this? Policeman pulls you over. Tell him, thank you, officer.
Oh, yeah. Upside down.
Can I pray for you? After he writes out your ticket, gives you a ticket. Sir, can I pray for you? I am a Christian. I am a child of God. I am a son of God. And it's not a coincidence that you pulled me over today. I did that with a young man out of the sheriff out by my house. He was parked on a hill that's got a curve right in front of it. And when I went around that curve, his headlights were on, so I could not see where I was at. I can't hardly see where I'm at anyway. But when I went around that curve, I went on the other side of the road. He pulls me over, and I told him, dude, you had your headlights on, man. He goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, can I pray for you? Turns out he had a lot of stuff going on. And I said, can I pray? And he wept. I really don't think some of our law enforcement are used to having experiences like that, where a man or a woman of God gets pulled over. Hey, write me a ticket. I'm fine. But can I pray for you? Can I tell you that I appreciate the work you're doing because you're protecting our family? I honor the powers that are here. And God has set you as someone that yields the sword. you watch what they'll do. My wife got a speeding ticket. She's not here, so I can talk about her. Yeah. We were coming back from, we were going across by Catalina Highway. We were out there, and she's the size of past this guy, and so she floors it, goes around him, and there's right where she's past. We've been behind this guy the whole way, driving just a little under the speed limit, so she's getting a little anxious, and so I'm going to pass this guy, so she goes to pass him. Right when we're passing him, there's a policeman right there. Oh, boy. Comes and gives him, he tells her, you're doing criminal speed, is what he said. You're doing, like, I guess it was 65 there, and I think it was like she was doing, like, 85. I'm not sure how fast she was. But when he walked up to the window, I told him, sir, I tried to tell her, sir. So, you know, she said, shut up. And so he laughs. And he goes, I clocked you, you're going pretty fast. You need to slow down. So he said, I'm going to go ahead and write you a ticket. She goes, okay. Rosie, big mouth. He writes her a ticket, comes back, and he goes, okay, you need to slow down. I say, hey, can I pray for you? I'm a pastor. You're what? I'm a pastor. He goes, oh, I could tell it almost like he wanted to grab that ticket. Wait a minute. Yeah. But hey, I don't try to do that. I'll wait till they're done, and then I'll say, hey, let me pray for you. Prayed for the man, and he was very thankful. He goes, man, he said he was sorry. I said, no, it's not. You don't have to be sorry. She should be sorry. She's the one that was speeding. You don't have to do this. But folks, we have to have a mindset that says we are going to change the world. We have to have that mindset. We cannot stay quiet anymore. Can you say amen to that? When God tells you to go say something, you go say it. You go, and folks, and I will tell you that the word that God will give you generally will build them up and never tear them down. We're designed to build and not tear down. Can you say amen? Amen. Would you stand? Let's pray. I got 7 minutes left. So this is going to be a 7-minute prayer?
Hey, bring it.
No, it's not. Hey, you know that God loves, how many know that God loves you? He loves you. He already knows everything in your life, and yet he still loves us. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? If you've never given him a chance in your life, pray and ask him to come into your life. You'll see the transformation that he does if you'll seek him with all your heart. Amen? Father, let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We ask you, Father, that you would, by your Spirit, Lord, build and strengthen your people. Father, show us your way. Give us your ways, Father. Lord, let us know without a doubt, Lord, that we are walking in your way, what you have prescribed for us, Father. Thank you for that, Father. We thank you for it this morning, God. I pray, Lord, that you would touch everyone that has any kind of need in their body. Your word says that by your stripes we were healed. Father, we have died. Therefore, we are resurrected in new life. And that new life, Father God, is healing for the nations, Lord. Nations are be healed by the Spirit of God. And we thank you for that this morning, Father. Thank you for today. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Hug somebody's neck. Tell them thank you for coming to church this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.